This was an evaluation actually performed by both the RAND Corporation and the Alterum Institute. And essentially, the VA wanted to know about the quality of their mental health and substance abuse care provided to veterans. So we were tasked with evaluating how well the VA was achieving its stated objectives of improving the lives of veterans with mental health and substance abuse disorders.
And this isn't just a few months quick snapshot. This took years to put together, did it not?
Yeah, this was a four-year study. So it began in 2006 and went through about 2010. Most of the evaluation focused on the years 2007 and 2008, but we did look both backwards in time, and we have some data through the beginning of 2009.
It sounds like you found that the service is expensive for VA, but this quality of care is pretty good. Tell us what you found in some detail.
VA spends more money, even though veterans with mental health and substance abuse disorders make up only about 15% of the population that VA treats, they account for about a third of the costs. So a typical veteran with a mental health or substance abuse problem costs the VA 2.7 times as much as a veteran without a mental health disorder. So they are expensive to treat. And one of the surprising things, at least to me, was that most of these costs weren't for the treatment of their mental health or substance abuse problem. Most of these costs were actually for treatment of co-occurring physical disorders. This group of veterans has an average age of about 55, and so many of them do have co-occurring physical health disorders, as well as sometimes the treatments that we provide for mental illness or substance abuse can actually exacerbate or cause physical health problems. And this group of veterans is actually, we looked at the size of the population, and it's actually growing. Between the time we started the study and the time we ended the study, it grew, the size of the population of veterans with mental health and substance abuse problems grew by about 38%, and it doesn't seem like that's slowing down.
So, and is that a result of the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan?
It is, in a sense. The actual numbers of people coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan is not that large, but what seems to be happening is that the war effort is triggering a reoccurrence, if you will, of mental health problems in older veterans. So, for example, you might have a veteran who has suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder and has been treated for it, but what is happening, and they may have gotten better and not needed VA services, but then with the ongoing war, they've had a reoccurrence of their symptoms and have come back and needed additional treatment. So it's not all directly from the result of treating new veterans from these wars. It's also a result of the impact of these wars on the older population of veterans. Now, the other major thing I think we found was that the quality of care provided by the VA is actually quite good when you look at the care provided by the private sector. And we compared VA care to a matched sample of patients enrolled in private health care plans. And on every single measure that we looked at, essentially, the VA is doing substantially better than the private sector. Now, that doesn't mean that they couldn't be doing a lot better. I think they can, and there's certainly some areas where the VA is, there is lots of room for improvement. But when you look at it in comparison with the private sector, they're doing much, much better.
We're talking with Dr. Kate Watkins, a senior natural scientist at RAND Corporation and principal author of the Veterans Health Administration Mental Health Program Evaluation. Interesting that you're talking about how much they've improved and in compared with the private sector. Are they meeting their own goals? Are they able to say that this is where they want to be, or do they have more expectations?
Well, one of the difficulties that we found is that it's actually unclear when you try to translate the goals of improving the lives of veterans with mental health and substance use disorders, it's actually hard to translate that into an actual number. What does that really mean? I think the implicit goals of the VA's healthcare administration, they're not meeting those implicit goals. And I think that they can, I mean, their goals are really to provide optimal and perfect care for every veteran. And clearly there is a lot of room for improvement. So while they are doing an excellent job compared to the private sector, I think there's still there's a lot more that could be done.
What are the big cost drivers in mental health care? Because, you know, in the private plans, many of them are pulling away from this whole idea of talking therapy, which is simply expensive and time-consuming. What are the cost drivers for the VA? How do they approach it?
Well, I think the major cost drivers for the VA are still inpatient hospitalizations, both for physical health and mental health problems. And the VA has made substantial strides in trying to treat more patients in the outpatient setting, but there still are a lot of costs associated with inpatient settings. Interestingly, one of the areas that I think the VA could improve upon is medication treatment for patients with bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. One of the things that we found was that the majority of people with bipolar disorder or schizophrenia don't receive continuous medication treatment. They receive what we call intermittent treatment. So they're getting it some months and not other months. And clearly, you know, that is partly patient-driven, but it's also probably partly provider-driven. I think the bottom line is that while the VA is doing better than the private sector, there is still a lot of room for improvement, and there are easy changes, I think, that the VA, there are some simple changes that the VA could make to increase the quality of care that they're providing.